Welcome to the Divorce Survival Guide podcast, where we have open and honest conversations about co-parenting, separation, divorce, and the hardest question of all, should you stay or should you go? I'm Kate Anthony, your Divorce Survival Guide, and I'm here to help you navigate some of the roughest waters you've ever swum in and answer some of your toughest questions. I've been to hell and back. And now it's my mission in life to help you get to the other side of this process with your sanity and your heart intact.
Hey, everyone. Guess what? This is a really fun episode. This is not like sad and miserable and your life is having to change drastically. This is like exciting. And what do we get to do with all of our newfound freedom and identity and all of that? So today I have with me Jenny Eversole, and she's the founder of StyleSpace.com, which is an online professional styling service to elevate your style with expert stylists. I love Jenny and I love StyleSpace. Jenny ran a couture fashion label for nearly a decade. And then she started to realize and learn how personal style impacts every area of life, from one's confidence, productivity, happiness, and overall success. And so she founded StyleSpace for anyone and anybody to look, feel, and be their best through personal style. Jenny is also a divorce survivor, and she is 9 years very happily remarried with 3 kids. So she has been there. She's done that. She's one of us. And today we're really talking about reinventing ourselves on the other side of divorce and finding your identity through style. I'm going on this journey with you guys because I think it's really cool and because I struggle with this so much in my life. I also did recently have a consultation with the hair woman over at StyleSpace. It's a cut, color, and style consultation. Oh my gosh, I had the greatest time in this consultation, and really learned a lot about my hair, and I'm going to have to break up with my stylist. So that's upsetting, but stay tuned because I think if you guys are listening to this on the day it's released, I am getting my hair done. And so maybe I'll post some photos on Instagram on Friday, so you can see what a little StyleSpace can do for you. Anyway, I'm super excited to bring you something fun and juicy and exciting to dig into this week. So without further ado, please welcome Jenny Eversole. Jenny, thank you so much for joining me and coming on to talk about style, restyling ourselves and all the fun things. Yeah.
Thanks, Kate. It's such an honor to be on your podcast. And I just love all the impact that you have in people's lives going through these very difficult conversations. And I'm so glad and honored to be here.
Thank you. Thanks for coming on. I really appreciate it. This is a conversation we have not yet had on the podcast. I think when we get out of these relationships, right, when we're kind of on the other side, we kind of want to reinvent ourselves a little bit. But when things have been so emotionally taxing and challenging, how do you feel like style or just getting dressed can be sort of a catalyst for healing, for growth, for change, all of the things? Like, why is this an important topic at this juncture for people?
From personal experience, going through a divorce is the biggest life-changing shift you can ever go through in your life. And it requires a lot of evaluation and thought about who you are again. So just personally, after being married for 7 years and going through a divorce myself, I felt like 50% of myself was gone, and I had to refind and rediscover this side of myself. And it was really agonizing and one of the darkest times of my life, you know, just going through this phase. However, just getting up and getting dressed, doing my hair, doing my makeup, doing my skincare routine, that was just enough to help me get going again. It was truly the thing that helped me feel like myself again. I knew that if I can just, hey, Jenny, if you just get up, just get dressed, that's all you needed to do. I knew I could have 10 times better of a day if I just took care of myself first. And so that's one of the biggest ways that you can give yourself self-care. And everybody has to get up. Everybody has to get dressed. So you might as well put in a little bit of effort and thought into making the most impactful style for yourself and representing yourself to other people.
It's almost like step one in self-care, right? As we're going through this process and we feel, you know, maybe we feel like shit. Maybe we feel like our self-esteem has taken such an enormous hit. You know, I know when I got divorced, I'd been told that I was unattractive in overt or covert ways for, you know, 10 years. So I really was having, you know, it was definitely a self-esteem crisis. And so just sort of the act, I think, of getting dressed in a way that makes you feel good about yourself each day, because it's really easy to want to just spend the day in sweats and pajamas and greasy hair and top knot and all those things, right? But this is sort of like self-care 101, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dress, do your makeup, take care of yourself. I mean, did you find that when you got divorced, were you already in this business when you got divorced? Were you already a style professional?
No, I wasn't. So it actually was one of the catalysts for me becoming a professional fashion designer. And I started my own fashion label. I did something completely different before. I was in public relations and marketing. And basically I knew that if this could have such a profound impact on me, like what I put on my body, how I represented myself to others, I knew it could make an impact on other people. And so that year that I got divorced, I also started a fashion label. And yeah, it was a life-changing experience. Like that, the first year, it was the hardest year of my life.
Yeah.
Like having to redefine who I was, having to find myself again. Pulling myself, like you said, I don't know who told you that, Kate, but they are crazy. You are gorgeous, by the way. We're on this video camera and you're so gorgeous. Whoever told you that is crazy. I am so sorry. They are crazy.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. But yes, yeah, like when you feel after a divorce, you feel like absolute crap. And I also did too. But I knew just those simple steps of like taking care of myself step by step, day by day, it made such an impact in my life. My fashion design company is what I started the year of my divorce. But after a decade of running my fashion label, I started a company called Style Space. And that's the company that I run now. And we offer online styling in hair, clothing, makeup, and skincare. And so we help people define what their style is. But I'm going to share different ways that you can do this on your own here on this podcast, just how you find that defining, grounding style, that style identity. So like what I mentioned before, like when you wake up every single day, when you open your closet, you say like, who am I? What am I going to do today? And like, how do I want to feel? How do I want to represent myself to others? And this ultimately helps you create that style blueprint. So that it helps you intentionally buy, intentionally edit your closet. And so that you're scrolling through Instagram, you're not going to be caught on that impulse buy. Like that has nothing to do with you.
I don't know what you're talking about, Jenny.
Listen, neither do I.
The amount of shit that is in my closet that came from some impulse buy on Instagram that I never wear. I mean, I never, ever wear. It's awful. It's awful. Right. And so I think what you're talking about is like getting grounded in your own style identity, I think is sort of how you put it, right? And like,
absolutely.
How do you know what that is? Like, I don't know. I just like my number one desire every day for my clothes is that I'm comfortable. Like, I don't like hard things. I don't like hard pants. I don't like bras. I don't, right? Like, and then, so then I end up looking like a schlub most days. Like if you saw me right now, but I also then like kind of don't feel great about myself, right? I kind of don't feel cute and sexy. So how do you balance these things?
Well, comfortable is, it can be one of your style identity words. Mm. So you're not alone, by the way, Kate. The majority of Americans and North Americans, they only wear 20% of their closet 80% of the time. The 80-20 rule applies to style as well. And there are reasons for this. There are so many reasons. So whether it's that impulse buy, whether you just have things in your closet that don't fit you, they don't represent who you are, your lifestyle, your goals. Mm-hmm. That's why you're opening your closet and you're saying, I have all these clothes and I have nothing to wear.
So many clothes, Jenny. So many clothes. And then every day I'm like, ugh, sweatpants and t-shirt it is.
I know, because it's super easy. And we want to help take away that decision fatigue by flipping that statistic so that you're wearing 80% of your closet. This is how we do it. So
first of all, before
you start buying anything, saying, okay, this is what my style is, I'm going to go buy. Stop. We're going to walk you through an exercise on how to do that. So first, before you go shopping, before you do anything, you need to identify what your 3 to 4 style words are. So for example, I'll just list off a couple adjectives to define what your style could be. And you can only choose 3 to 4 words. And there's more words you can think of that I'm not going to share, but you can think of them on your own. So I'll just list off a couple. So artsy, bold, chic, elegant, vintage, funky, sexy, minimal, cool, eclectic, natural, playful, polished, original, sporty, classic. Did I say comfortable yet?
Comfortable. No, I was waiting for it.
That's yours.
That's mine.
Boho, Western, tomboy, glamorous, casual, effortless. So of those that I listed, are any of them yours beside comfortable?
Oh, we're doing this. Yeah. So comfortable. Yes. I like effortless. I like sexy. I think chic, although that I think that might mean different things to different people. Like I'm not like here for like the Chanel suits or anything.
It's whatever you want it to be.
Yeah. I think more eclectic maybe. Yeah.
Okay. So one of the rules for this is that you don't want to choose more than 3 to 4 style words. Cause if you have, I want to be Western one day, I want to be boho another day, you're just going to be confused and your closet's going to be like what most people's closet are. You know, you can admire other people's styles and not make them your own. You can just say, that's great from distance. And I am only these words. So another thing you want to avoid is having things that are too similar. So for example, comfortable and effortless, they might be a bit too similar. So and then your style is not dynamic. So you want to do 3 words that are more dynamic. And so I would choose maybe effortless, sexy, and eclectic and chic.
Okay.
In different days, you can lean more into one of your style words or the other. So let's just say we've got your 4 style words. So we've got effortless, sexy, chic, and eclectic. What do we do now? So we want to build an aspirational mood board.
Mm.
Yes. So you can go through magazines, but what I prefer to do is to go to Pinterest. So you would type in effortless, sexy, chic, eclectic style women. Type that into search. Uh-huh. And then you can pull up hundreds of images and start pinning them. Put Kate's aspirational mood board and make a pin board. And pin hundreds or more pictures and then try to notice what things have in common. Try to find the commonalities and then start editing down that mood board. So maybe pin 200 things and then pin it and then really narrow it down to 20 to 50 items. So that will then be your aspirational mood board. You might want to choose things based off of color or maybe a certain silhouette is interesting to you. So that's going to create this aspirational mood board. You can then take 20 of those images, print them out, and put Kate's aspirational mood board, put it on your closet door, put it on your bedroom wall next to your closet, whatever it is that basically reminds you of what you are aiming for. Because basically, you know that saying like fake it till you make it, there is something to that. This could be part of stepping into this new identity, this transformation that is inclusive in what you are trying to achieve in life. So basically, take that mood board and those 3 to 4 style words, and that is going to be your guide for next editing your closet. So you've got all that stuff in your closet, that stuff that is basically frustrating and it's overwhelming and it doesn't belong. You want to only have things in your closet that represent your style, those style words that I mentioned, but also things that you love, that fit you well, no wear or tear on your clothing. Basically, only keep things in there that earn their place in your closet.
So what if you, like me, and you say style is for everyone and everybody, right? Mm-hmm. I have a body that is very difficult to fit. Mm-hmm. Like I've had stylists be like, oh, no, no, no. And then like get in there in the dressing rooms and being like, huh. So how do you so I get stuck with this, and I don't know if this is because I don't have that sort of tall, long, lean, right? I'm very curvy. I'm curvy in the right places. I'm curvy in like some not quote right places, right? That make things like I have an hourglass figure, but I also, you know, I'm postmenopausal and have a belly, right? So the things that might be form fitting from the front, right? Perhaps from the side, maybe not such a good idea, right? So how do you balance all of this with your body, especially if you have a body that's just not what you see in the magazines all the time?
Okay, so I'm going to just bust that myth right there. What you see in the magazine is not,
it's fake.
Not real. It's, yeah, right. And style is for everyone and every body type. And every body is gorgeous and it's worth being celebrated. And ultimately, you get to decide where the focal point is going to be on your outfit. And you can use colors, patterns, textures, whatever visual element that attracts your eye in, you can use that to your advantage. So for example, if you want today to be the focal point, your waistline, because you're an hourglass, as you mentioned, then bring those design elements and tuck in your waist with a belt or use more bright colors on the top. So the focal point is going towards the top and darker colors on the bottom. So that's one of the design tricks.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and then we'll say more about it. Okay.
And now, a quick word from our sponsor. This episode is sponsored by Primis Bank. If you've listened to recent episodes, then you've heard me talk about how important it is to establish a new checking account separate from your spouse. And you've also heard me talk about Primis Bank and all the wonderful resources they've put together for people going through a separation or divorce. Well, there's another fee-free account that they have that gives you more earning potential than most banks' high-yield savings accounts. That's right. Primis Premium Checking comes with one of the nation's highest rates, currently a 5.07 annual percentage yield. And all it takes is a dollar to open. So let me say that again, 5.07%. Just like Primis Perks, every Primis Premium account comes with free ATM use nationwide, no overdraft fees. It has early paycheck deposit, plus there is no account maximum, and they'll never cap your interest earnings. Whether you've heard of Primis before or the name is new to you, you should take a look. They are not like your typical online bank. They're a member FDIC and they have real 24/7 customer service. Plus, the extra work they're doing for their customers, like what they've put together for people who are going through a divorce, is anything but typical. Head on over to primisbank.com/DSG to view more details on Primis Premium Checking and also their other divorce resources like guides, blogs, and so much more. So that is Primis, PRIMIS.com/DSG to take advantage for more resources and to start opening an account today. It really only takes a few minutes. And now back to our show.
You guys, warmer, sunnier days are calling, and you're going to want to fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, and they're ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you're always going to have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals. And I know that's really important to you guys right now. You're going through a hard time. You're in emotional upheaval, maybe some chaos. Really good, healthy, nutritious meals in 2 minutes. And I'm telling you, they're so good. You've got 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week. And you'll always have new flavors to explore. Treat yourself to restaurant quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, blackened salmon. Ugh, so good, you guys. So head to factormeals.com/DSG50 and use code DSG50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next month. So the code is DSG50 at factormeals.com/DSG50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Okay, so we are back and we are going to, okay, you have more to say about like people who have maybe body issues and yeah, they're trying to style themselves, like say me.
Yeah, so I would just try to understand what your body type is. We actually do like body type analysis that we offer one-on-one with a stylist so they can go through like, what is your body type? We also have a blog on our site that also tells you like what your body type is. So
right,
for example, if you're an hourglass, you want to accentuate the waistline to create more, like you really want to celebrate those curves and also let go of these preconceived notions or ideas that there is a perfect body type. Let that go. Everybody on this podcast, I want you to let this go. And also you are fully in control of what the eye is drawn to. So if you want, if you want your bust to be on the focal point for the day, then wear brighter colors on the top, wear your patterns and your bold things up on top. Or if you want to show off your legs, then wear bright colors on the bottom, darker colors on the top. I don't like showing off my legs either. I'm a true pair. I definitely celebrate the upper half and put the focal point there. But everybody, but everyone's got something.
But I like the idea that there's something to accentuate, right? Yes,
absolutely.
And yes.
And
okay.
And everybody, and truly everybody in this world, I have not heard of one person. I've styled and designed for thousands of people, and I've never once heard anyone say, I love every single part of my body. This is just fashion models. Fashion models, I've actually experienced the most insecurities.
Well, I'm sure they're the worst, of course.
I would be so happy with your legs. Fantastic. But I'm just saying you can use design elements to draw the eye in or to detract the eye. So if you don't want the focal point to be on certain parts of your body, wear darker colors there. If you want the focal point, wear more volume in that area to create more, draw more attention, more balance.
Okay. Interesting. So this mood board, and then we're going to use that in our closet. And then it's going to be, are we cleaning out our closet yet? Or this is just like when I get dressed, I'm looking for these elements to.
So we've discovered our style words. Yes. Uh-huh. And then we have started to create that mood board, that aspirational mood board. We have it pinned up on our mirror, on our wall, closet, whatever. And then we're editing the closet. We're only keeping the things that we love, that fit us well, and that represent who we are and our style aesthetic. And donate, recycle, or sell anything that doesn't match that. Let it go. This is part of our transformation process, is letting go of things and making room and space for the people that we need to become. And that is symbolic in clothing and also every other area of our lives. And
I wanted to lean into that, right?
Yes,
because it's such a metaphor. So can you say that one more time? Because like, it was like, you got to the end of it and I was like, oh yeah, hold on a minute. So we're getting rid of things that don't align with who we are anymore.
100%. Yeah.
And we've already done that. Hope, you know,
presumably, if this is for people on the other side, right? We've already done that in our relationships.
Yeah.
And it's, so, this is the, like, how we represent ourselves to the world now.
Yeah. So in order to make room for the space and the opportunities and the things and the people that we want in our life, we have to let go of certain things that no longer represent us. And that's that's applicable in your closet. That's applicable in every other area of your life. And so, like, for example, when I went through a divorce, I literally had, I don't even want to say how few items. I had to get rid of everything because it no longer represented who I was. I was becoming a completely different and new person and holding on to who I was too, but nothing fit me anymore. Not like physically, but like psychologically, nothing fit me anymore. And I had to create this new identity and I had to let go of so much in order to move forward. That was psychologically what I had to do to move forward. And not everyone may feel that they need to get rid of 80% of their closet. Maybe you do, but you can also use things in your closet in different ways. You can style it in different ways. So for example, if you don't know if something actually fits in your closet, there's a challenge that we have for clients. We say, can you style this one piece? Can you style it 3 to 5 different ways with 3 to 5 different pieces?
Oh, wow.
Yes. That's how you know if something belongs. So for example, that button-down shirt, can you wear it open with a different shirt underneath? Can you tie it in a fun way? Can you tuck it? Can you wear it open with a swimming suit underneath? Can you wear it with 5 different pairs of pants or a skirt or a dress? Can you wear it with 5 different pieces, 5 different ways? And if the answer is no, then it probably is a misfit in your closet and it does not belong.
Oh, wow.
There's exceptions. Like, right, for example, you're not going to wear your gala gown like 5 different ways and 5 different pieces.
Right.
And in that circumstance, you want to store that piece. You want to remove it because everything in your closet is for you here and now in your present life. So if it's a different season, put it away, pack it away, store it. You're in California. I know you guys have the same season, 4 seasons, but
yeah, we have some variations. Oh, my mom still does her like winter clothes, summer clothes. I'm like, really? What? What are you doing, mom?
So there will be listeners on your podcast that have 4 seasons.
Yes, many of them have 4 seasons. I vaguely do, but yes, no, it's true. Yes, absolutely. Right. I remember because I grew up in New York and there, we had these big trunks and we would put them in the back of the closet and we would pull them out as the seasons changed. And then it was kind of fun though, because it's like you're going shopping again. Like every time you're switching out your wardrobe, you're like, oh, I forgot about this. Oh, this is so cute. Oh man. Or, oh shit, this isn't good anymore. I don't want to wear this anymore. It's kind of a great opportunity to do that.
Let me stress too, tailors are your best friends.
Yeah.
Find a really good tailor in your town because, man, they can make a dress from Target look like fashion label designer made it, because it's if it's a mass produced item, they're making it for thousands of bodies or more. And so they're trying to make it, basically fits no one correctly because they're trying to fit all these different body types. So if you take that one, you can size up and then you can bring it into a tailor and they can put it perfectly at the waistline, or they can, you can actually ask them to give you a different neckline. So for example, V necks look better on some people, or scoop necks look better on others. You can actually ask them to change your neckline. You can ask them to take off parts of your hemline of a dress, for example, and add sleeves if you want to have more coverage. You can even have them make a shawl out of your hemline. There's so many fun things that you can do with a tailor. Like, they are your personal designer.
Wow. So you really need a really good one.
Well, there are so many good ones though. That's the thing. There's so many good ones, but people just think I have to buy it perfectly fit to my body in order to buy this piece. And either they don't buy the piece that could work for them, or they're not wearing certain pieces in their closet because it just doesn't fit them just the right way. Maybe it's too boxy. Take it to a tailor, see what they can do, because they fit things to people all day long. They know how it's going to look really beautifully on your body.
Amazing. Amazing.
Also, if your body has fluctuated, which everyone's does, everybody's body will change and they can bring things in and they can bring things out. Like I gained some weight and I got in this gorgeous dress that I just could not do without in my life. And he totally brought out 2 inches on the, on each side. I don't know how he found that.
How did he find it?
I know. Yeah. Right. They're magicians. Take things into tailors. They can do wonders.
That's incredible. I mean, I just feel like style is such a, I mean, it really does change. I think back to when I was married and a new mom, I will look back at some pictures and be like, what on earth was I thinking? I was just dressing like a mom, right? I was like a quintessential mom, right? Like, I mean, and things that, anyway, I found some pictures recently and I was like, what? And then I remember when I got to, but that was the way I felt in my marriage. I felt like nothing but a mom. I didn't feel, you know, sexy or attractive or any of the things because of, you know, the, like, you know, who I was and what I was in my marriage, right? Mm-hmm. And how I was treated in my marriage. Mm-hmm. And I remember getting out and starting to feel like the world was responding to me a little bit differently. And so I was starting to feel a little better about myself and starting to dress a little bit more, a little sexier. And I remember having friends who, like male friends who had been, you know, known me in my marriage, who were like, oh, wait a minute, you're really, hold on a minute. Like, I thought you were like this mom, like, but you're actually like hot. You're actually sexy. Like, what happened? And it really was like, I felt so much different about myself and I felt great about myself. And, you know, I was getting this sort of, it was like almost like it was happening at the same time. Like I was starting to get a little bit reinforcement. And so then I was leaning into that and then I got more reinforcement, right? It was a really fun time because I was starting to lean more into that. And then I would start wearing like, you know, I had these like, you know, leather leggings and, you know, sexy tops and stuff that I could really pull off 15 years ago. and, you know, and I just, it really did. It changed how I felt about myself and really leaning into my, my sexiness, my, like who I really, really authentically was as a human that was really not celebrated in my marriage at all.
Well, it just sounds to me like it was one dimensional. Like your style reflects who you are in life. It truly does. You are your style. Your style is you. And you were basically showing up with that one style word, mom.
Yeah. Mom. Uh-huh. Mom. Right. Yes.
When you were so much more, you were so much more than that. You were sexy. You were adventurous and fun. And that also is part of creating more dimension to your life and your style. And I love too that as you started to feel that way and show up, people also saw you for those things too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It goes both ways. Like people reinforce that message and you also give that out. You know, that's why when you're going out into the world, you're first sending the message to yourself, doing that self-care, that act. And then going out into the world and saying, this is who I am. And other people are saying, yep, that checks. You are that person. I see that. People are making these judgments about you, whether we like it or not, within seconds of seeing you for the first time. And that can be daunting. Yeah. Like there are statistics that say that people will make these snap judgments about you. But instead of letting it be a daunting, like crippling thing, it actually should be used as a toolbox. Like this is something that I have in my power. I have the power to represent myself in any way that I want through style.
Yes, absolutely. All right, we're going to take one more quick break. And then I want to talk about body shapes and styles and how to style body, different body shapes.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tidy humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us.
When it comes to raising kids, there's so much to consider. Things like, what do we feed them? When do we feed them? How do they sleep? What does it look like to raise kind kids? How does their nervous system work? How do I keep myself calm? What are my triggers? There's so much that comes into play. And we are distilling all of that information for you at Voices of Your Village podcast, where we bring experts in the field of early childhood and education and psychology and across the board so that you don't have to comb the internet for information. You get to show up and hang out and have shame-free, judgment-free conversations and insights into what it looks like to raise kind, empathetic, emotionally intelligent humans. I'm Alyssa Blask Campbell. I have a master's degree in early childhood education. I'm a mom of two, and I am walking this journey right alongside you doing this work. Come hang out with me at Voices of Your Village, and we can dive into real conversations with actionable tips.
And we're back. Obviously, there are lots of different body types and shapes, and each one really does need to be, or should be, perhaps, I don't know what the word is for it, styled a little bit differently. Can you give a little, some tips on how to sort of play up your biggest assets on each,
absolutely,
with each body type?
Okay. So there's five different body type classifications, and these are just guidelines. I want to stress that there are guidelines and rules, and they are meant to be understood and broken to your liking. So,
okay.
So basically, it all has to do with how your body parts relate to one another, the measurements of your body type, mm-hmm, how they relate to one another. So some people carry, okay, more of the weight and the proportion in the top half, some carry it more on the bottom, some carry it even proportionately, and some basically have the same up and down. There's no difference between their top, their middle, and the bottom. So for example, mm-hmm, I am a pear. Pears have, just think of the pear shape. It is smaller on the top, larger on the bottom. The majority of women actually are a pear shape. Basically, to create more balance and harmony with this body type, when you're looking at this body type, you want to balance out the weight on top and the bottom. So more of the weight's on the bottom. So for example, I wear more volume on my shoulders. I love puffy sleeves. They're really in right now. You don't have to be as into them. You can also do it by just doing a neckline that draws more attention or more eye. It could, mm-hmm, be a V-neck. It could be a big boat neck. So anything that draws the eye up. You can also wear more jewelry up on top, or stripes, patterns, dots, texture, whatever it is that catches the eye. So a bright color, light color, that's going to catch the eye. A dark color is going to detract your eye away. So, mm-hmm, I wear, as you can tell from this interview, I'm wearing a bright yellow shirt. I love bright colors. I wear them on the top, not on the bottom typically. So unless I have a really bold pattern top to balance it out on the top. And so, for example, if you're an hourglass, you have the top and the bottom are equally proportioned, and it also is characterized as having a smaller waistline in comparison to the top and the bottom. And also, as I mentioned, this has nothing to do with your actual clothing size. You can be a size 20, you can be a size 2, and you can be the same body type. Yeah, but if you're an hourglass, you want to follow the curves of the body and draw more attention to the waistline and create balance in the top and the bottom. Basically, if you're a columns, they're straight up and down. So your bust, your waist, and your hip measurements, they're relatively the same. Basically, you want to create the illusion of a waistline and the illusion of curves. So creating, like playing with volume, whether it's volume in the hip area, volume in the shoulder area, and then creating that waistline with a belt or maybe more color in that section. So, mm-hmm, those are just some of the ways to play with the different body types. So, and the opposite, I don't think I mentioned the apple, but the apple is the opposite of the pear. So, mm-hmm, the weight is more on the top and you have smaller bottom, or it's bigger on the midsection. So wearing drapey garments, so that you're focusing less on the top and basically drawing more of the focal points to the arms and the legs and the bust.
These are all very, very useful. And you also work with not just fashion and clothes, but also like skincare. And like, you really feel like these things are all sort of part and parcel of sort of coming back to yourself.
Absolutely.
And or completely reinventing or redesigning how you see and feel about yourself and present yourself to the world. How does skincare do that?
Yeah. So how does skincare, I'll just talk about all of like the full service styling concept. So basically,
yeah,
the hair, like you can have a great hair day, but what if you have clothes that don't go with your great hair day or makeup and skincare? It all, I feel like the whole package has to go together. And that's why I created this platform where you can get hair, makeup, clothing, and skincare. So for example, I had a really hard time finding a really good hairstylist or just knowing what to tell my hairstylist. And so I was I was classified as what we call hoppers, where
you would go from stylist to stylist
because like, you don't want to tell them that you didn't like the hairstyle, so you go to the new hairstylist,
right?
And
right.
The majority of people, I swear it's 80-20 with that too, like the majority of people are hoppers because they just can't find the right style. So I worked with a hairstylist on our platform, Christine is her name, and she basically said, based off of your face shape and the weight of your hair, I have really fine hair and I feel like it's gum stick straight. I have no volume or curls, nothing. So she's like, you need this hairstyle, or these are some different styles that are going to look amazing. You need these layers. And I think a swoop bang would look. Yeah. Everyone needs.
You look great. By the way, yes. Your hair is gorgeous. Oh, so there's,
it's been a journey.
Whatever she said, it's working for you. So yeah, absolutely.
And she'll also tell you the hair products that you should get for your hair. Cause half of the battle is just knowing what products, and this applies to makeup too, because you also have very few products that you're actually using in your hair cabinet or your makeup bag. We're also using just maybe three or four of those items. So you got to make sure those 3 to 4 items are bomb. You want to get rid of everything else. It's probably expired anyways, if you're not using it. And
yes,
the key to speed and efficiency is having the right products and the right routine. So I have a 5-step makeup routine. I can do like this makeup I did for this show, I did in 5 minutes. So
wow.
It basically, you just have to learn the right routine. And we picked up bad ideas from our girlfriends when we were 13 or from our moms that told
from
us,
Vogue, from Cosmo, right?
17 magazine told me this.
In the 80s, right?
Yes, and I still hold on to it. So makeup trends, they improve so much. Makeup products, they like every year there are so many amazing products, and that's really cool and empowering. However, what are the right ones to choose? That's the overwhelming part. So makeup and hair and clothing stylists, they are experts in their field and they know exactly what's going to look good for your complexion. They can help you choose the right foundation, BBC cream, CC cream, all these things that I didn't even know existed. Now I do. And I love doing my makeup and hair. And I've gotten down my routine to less than 15 minutes when it would have taken me over an hour before to get the same results. So it just takes practice. And just like anything, like one of the myths people have is like, style, it's not for me, it's for them. Not true.
That's right. Yes. It's right. Yes.
It's just like a muscle, like anything. No one is born with perfect style. Like some people are a little bit more creative than others, and or they care more about it than others. But if you just do a little bit of soul searching, a little bit of the work, defining what your style words are, and just maybe working with an expert stylist that can help you decide like what is best for you and what products are right for you, that is basically what can really improve your technique and help you build that muscle.
Well, I am all in.
Awesome.
I am excited. I'm very excited about this, actually. It's been so fun. And I love having, like, it's very rare that we actually get to have, like, a really fun conversation on my podcast about, like, you know, about fun girly stuff. So I'm really happy that you came on to have this conversation. So where can everybody find you and learn about their own personal style and get tips and all the wonderful things?
Thanks, by the way, Kate. This has been so fun. I could talk style all day, every day.
Yep.
So you can find us at Stylespace. So we're at stylespace.com. And if you want to do a 5-step how to find my dream style, all the things that we talked about, you can download a free guide. Mm-hmm. At the top of our page, it says discover your style in 5 steps. You can download that free guide. And then also on the page, we have clothing, hair, makeup, and skincare. You can connect directly with a stylist. You can book a session at whatever time is convenient for you. And we choose really incredible stylists to be on our platform that they really know their trade so well.
Okay. And this is all online. So this can be for anybody anywhere.
Yes. Everybody. Great. Anywhere that has an internet connection. So yes, that is everyone anywhere.
And wonderful.
Yeah.
So stylespace.com. Thank you so much, Jenny. I'm so happy we got to have this talk.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, Kate.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Divorce Survival Guide podcast. If you like what you hear, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen in and leave me a review. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram at the Divorce Survival Guide. I'll see you next time, and until then, remember, you, my love, deserve to be happy.
Hey there, I'm Debbie Reber, the founder of Tilt Parenting and the author of the book Differently Wired. The mission of Tilt is to change the way neurodivergence, whether that's having a learning disability, having ADHD, being gifted, autistic, or some combination of all of the above, is perceived and experienced so differently wired kids and the parents like us raising them can truly thrive. On the Tilt Parenting podcast, I get to talk with authors, therapists, educators, and parenting experts who are committed to this mission. I ask the questions my listeners are most curious about when it comes to supporting our kids. And in turn, my guests share strategies for challenges, out-of-the-box ideas for navigating school, best practices for therapies, tips for advocating, and so many thoughtful insights on what it really takes to help our kids grow up feeling seen and respected so they can create awesome lives for themselves. I know that raising a differently wired kid can feel overwhelming and isolating, but I promise you, you are not alone, and it can feel so much better. If you're on this parenting journey, come listen to Tilt Parenting. Together, we can shift this paradigm and show up for our exceptional kids with hope, possibility, and joy.